Spartanburg Girls Basketball, brought to you by MikeDragoSports.com, the best high school sports coverage in Berks, the new Birdie's Inn at 160 Old Friedensburg Road in Exeter, and Lancaster Full Service Painting. Now to the broadcast booth, here are your announcers, ravishing Ryan Lionel Weaver and cardiac Chris Ziner.
Oh my.
They get worse every week.
They're gonna.
They really
and
do.
I,
they
get, I know it is.
They get worse and worse every week. But, yeah, we're coming to you live from Wyomissing, Pennsylvania, for a girls basketball matchup between your Muhlenberg Mules and the home Spartans. I'm Ryan Lineweaver alongside Chris Ziner. Welcome, Chris.
It's another day, another new name to be called by, so.
I've had the ravishing Ryan Lineweaver before, so.
Yeah.
Jerry needs to find some new material eventually. But both of these squads getting ready to go here for each of their third game. Each of them are playing their third game of the season here. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. And Wyomissing coming in 2-0. Meanwhile, Muhlenberg earlier this week, they went Monday and Tuesday back-to-back. Won the first, lost the second with some tired legs. Only put up 29 points in that second game, but should be well-rested for this one.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. It was a good outing the first game. They were able to come together. Let's see. One of them, who was it? I'm looking at the wrong. Liana Martier was able to score 19 in that first game. So they really were able to pick up that pace in the first game. It's just, like you said, they had the tired legs coming in that second game, and they just weren't able to output as much as they were in the first.
Yeah, and you can kind of tell. The playing Palmyra Cougars, they were at Palmyra at the same time that the boys were playing Palmyra at home. The boys ended up winning after trailing. They had a slow start in that one. They only scored 3 points in the first quarter playing Palmyra, nine in the second, but they were already down by nine entering halftime, and then they gave up 14 points compared to their five in the third, so that lead ended up doubling almost immediately. And they pulled back a little bit in the fourth, but not nearly enough, in a 44-29 loss to Palmyra. In that one, they were led by Liana Martier with 7 points, Sophia Fernandez with 7 points, and Alexis Garl also scoring 7 points. So nobody in double figures, but they will certainly turn to somebody like Liana Martier here this evening if they would like to keep pace with the defending District 3 champion, Wyomissing Spartans.
Yeah, and I think she's going to be one of their big ones scoring on the offensive end. And on the defensive end, she was one of their push the pace kind of people, and were able to get people in an uncomfortable position, cause a turnover, and be able to get that fast break. And I think that's going to have a really big impact, especially with going against last year's all-division team. So,
I mean, they are missing some key pieces, but most importantly, and maybe all importantly for the Spartans, they have Amaya Stewart for the next 2 years, the reigning Berks Player of the Year. I mean, she is an absolute stud, really coming into her own here, and just a junior this year. She really led the way, and she's been doing it all for the Spartans. I mean, we watched her last year. She was impressive. She really draws a lot of attention away from everyone else on that team. Teams will double down on her when she's in the paint, let her shoot jumpers from outside the arc to their own peril. So it's really a unique situation that Wyomissing has, having that one really special player on this roster in Amaya Stewart.
I mean, we've seen it from previous things that one player can make a difference, especially on the basketball court. There's only five people. If that one player is drawing the double team, they're going to pass the ball, they're going to find that open person, and they're going to be able to put points on the board, especially if she can get past the double team, and that's already past two people. She'll still find that open person.
And I think that's kind of the eventual progression of a player like Amaya Stewart. Like, you come in your freshman year, you come in your sophomore year, you know, certainly people have heard of you and they're trying to scheme to stop you, but they don't have an awfully great idea of how to do it. And now she has 2 years of game film behind her that everybody's watching. Everyone's trying to scheme, how do you stop Amaya? Because if you can stop Amaya, there's a good chance that you could stop Wyomissing. But so far, they haven't been able to. 16.5 points per game for Amaya Stewart. 15 field goals from the floor, more than double the next leading player on the Spartans team. She had 18 against East Pennsboro, 15 against Weiser, and looking to do more of the same here this evening.
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting way to see if the Mules are going to be able to bring that diamond defense. You put four on the outside, inside paint, and then you put one outside on the top of the key. It's going to be really interesting to see how they'll be able to cover that whole team and see if they're able to make a difference, especially on that scoring end while they're on defense.
And Stewart has added an outside shot to her game. She had six threes last year. She has three in her first two games, already half of her entire season total last year. She's met in two games.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I said, the constant progression of a player like Amaya Stewart, how do you cope with, all right, teams are literally scheming against me now. How do I improve despite having double teams against me, despite doubling down in the paint? And part of that is her ability to pass the basketball out of the low post, because if they're going to double down on her, she needs to have keen awareness of where her teammates are on the court at all times, to be able to find them, pick them out of a crowd, and fire off a pass to them and create opportunities out of that low post. But she's also been able to stretch her ability to shoot the basketball. So now she's no longer a liability. And liability is kind of a strong term, because she did hit threes last year. But we saw against, like, Berks Catholic, she couldn't hit the broadside of a boat for three quarters of that game. And then the fourth quarter, she hit some of the biggest shots that she had in her entire career at that point, hitting the eventual game winner, hitting the game tying bucket. Like, she did it all in the last, like, 30 seconds of that game, where she came alive. So even if you think that you have Amaya Stewart trapped and you're doing a really good job, she can still pull together something like that. So why missing really a special talent in Amaya Stewart? And we'll see exactly how the Mules decide to contend with her this evening. But for the Mules, again, coming off of a one-on-one start here, they're still right in the thick of things. The only team that isn't in the thick of things in Berks 1 so far is Reading High. They've fallen to 0-3. They lost to Berks Catholic the other game. And, you know, they're playing Bishop Shanahan. They're playing Westchester Henderson. They're not losing by much. And honestly, they put up a really good fight against Berks Catholic. That was a 40-38 game. You know, Madison Langdon with 9. Gianna Miranda with 16 for Berks Catholic. And let me tell you, Reading, not that bad either. But Muhlenberg, again, right in the thick of things to start here. And we'll see exactly how they can turn things around. They have a 9-person roster. We're getting started here early because of no JV game. They do not have enough to field a JV roster right now. So what you see is kind of what you get. You have 9 players out there on the court. Chances are they may try to go 9 deep. We'll see exactly how they decide to divvy up minutes here. But, you know, Muhlenberg's going to have their work cut out for them in a Berks 1 versus Berks 3 contest. And again, YMSing averaging a 26-point margin of victory in their first two games.
Wow.
So, like I said, work cut out for Muhlenberg, and they will start with Iris Quiles, Peyton Brill, Liana Martier, Rihanna Cuenca, and Alexis Garl as their starters. YMSing, on the other hand, utilizing Annie McCaffrey, Amaya Stewart, as we mentioned, Audrey Heilman, Alexis Hardy, and Casey Maggs as the starters for the Spartans as they get ready to announce the home and away rosters. YMSing will line up in their home white jerseys with the blue name and number on them. Meanwhile, Muhlenberg with their road navies with the yellow numbers, white trim going around that number. Again, an all-important game here for, really more for Muhlenberg. Because this is a game that you have to get up for. You got Coach Aaron Anders, who's done a fantastic job with this program. And just looking to meet the Spartans with where they've come. They've really done a fantastic job over the past few years. Last year was the best year that they had. Maybe not necessarily in recent memory, but one of the best years in school history with that District 3 title. Berks County runners-up, losing to Reading High. And, you know, Wyo went 28-3 last year. They averaged almost a 20-point margin of victory the entire way.
Wow.
They were extremely impressive last year on their way to that win. Even the year before, they were 13-10, trying to figure things out. And again, Anders has just done a great job pulling this squad together. As Muhlenberg being announced first. There's Alexis Garl. Quasi center. She is most certainly the tallest player on the court right now for the Mules. And the Spartans of Wyomissing will be announced next. So there is Audrey Hellman. Annie McCaffrey. They all have their individual handshakes at the end of the line, too, even with Coach Anders. Anders testing out his knees, bending down to get at that one. He'll just double high-five Amaya Stewart as she goes to the table and the referees and eventually her teammates. We will take a quick break here for the national anthem. When we return, Wyomissing versus your Muhlenberg Mules right here on the Mule Sports Network. Fresh 8 minutes put up on the board as we get ready for tip-off here in Wyomissing. Staring up at all those state championship banners.
Yeah, man. I walked in and I saw that, and I was kind of like, holy crap.
Oh, yeah. Most recently, the boys track championship in PIAA. ...2012 state champions in football, even though it seems like they're in that championship discussion every single year.
Yeah. And that team's just so good because they're well coached. They just have a good culture around them.
But more importantly, a District 3 crown for these Wyomissing Spartans girls that they attained last year. So we will have Garl and Stewart going at it. Stewart wins it, tips it ahead. And right off the bat, Annie McCaffrey getting the first field goal of the game. 2-0 Spartans, Muhlenberg. We'll set up the half-court offense. Looking down low, now they'll spread the wealth, swing it around. Three-pointer up, no good by Brill. Offensive rebound, though. And still swinging around is Quiles. She's looking to get out of there, and we're going to have a travel called on Quiles. Thought that she might have been tied up. She was able to wiggle her way out of it, ends up falling to the ground, and as a result, too many steps.
They're just playing that zone defense. They're able to shift people over, and they're just keeping that pressure on the ball. It's a great defense.
That's one of those where you can't sit there too long with it. You either got to move with the basketball or pass out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, she just couldn't find her way out of the double team. Stewart in the far right corner. Driving in, left-handed layup again, this time by Hurlman, and I apologize, I believe that I've said that about three different ways now on the broadcast, but that's how the PA announcer's calling it. Muhlenberg struggling to get it out of the backcourt. They get tied up. It will remain with the Mules. Fernandez and Mags tied up, the two number 24s. 4-0 Wyomissing, minute four into this one. Again, quick traps in the backcourt. Muhlenberg able to move it past midcourt. Looking to dump it down low. Gets tipped and stolen away by Mags. Mags leading the charge. He'll pull up the half-court offense. Swinging around. Now looking down low. They find Stewart on the low block. She misses but fouled. So they had a massive mismatch there as Martyr up against Stewart, and you had the shortest person on the court matched up against the tallest, and, well, guess how that went.
Well, that's what's going to happen with that diamond in one. You got to have someone covering in the inside paint when you're shifting zones, and it's just tough when you get that mismatch. I was stumbling over my words for a second because I stopped thinking about it, but we'll get there.
Stewart misses the first. Second one up and on the way. 6:31 left to play here in the first. Stewart the righty watches that one go in and out. Ends up getting tipped out of bounds by Brill. It'll stay with the Spartans.
Wyomissing's really putting on the pressure on the Mules here. Let's see what we can do on offense. This is what our big end is with that zone defense and pressure.
Mags underneath looking for Amaya Stewart. Stewart misses off to the right. Muhlenberg leading the fast break, but it's 1-on-4. So they'll pull it back out here and start the half-court offense. Again, we talked at the boys game about how high they were pressing up the court and beyond the three-point arc. Wyo opting to do the same here against the Mules. As they're playing, like I said, what my middle school coach would have called helter-skelter defense, which was you just run around like your hair's on fire, double-team everything else. Ball loose on the ground, picked up by the Spartans. Once again, leading the charges, Mags. They'll pull it out. Little pump fake by McCaffrey with the sweet floater. She gets it to go. McCaffrey, her second bucket for four, and it's now 6-0 in favor of the Spartans.
They're able to get that space. Just a small floater right over the defender, and it's a perfect swish.
Muhlenberg finally getting across midcourt. A two-pointer from the wing put up. No good. And we're going to have a push called on the Spartans. It'll remain here with Muhlenberg underneath the basket.
I like the idea there. Get it to your big in the middle. And she tried to get something out of it, and she got a foul.
Part of that was Quiles chucking one up here from the near corner, as we'll have another foul called on the Spartans. Muhlenberg will make their first substitution as Ashley Duran-Reyes checks in for her first minutes. Clock stopped with 5:40 left here in the first. Mules will take it over on the side. Brill next to the scorer's table. Has it tipped by Mags, who steals it away. And Mags coast to coast for two.
Call a timeout.
Timeout taken here by Muhlenberg. With 5:33 left, it's 8-0 in favor of the Spartans. We'll take a timeout as well. 5:33 left here in the first. More to come on the Mule Sports Network.
Entertainment spot in Exeter. There's something every day of the week. Dancing to the Oldies on Monday, Open Mic Tuesday, Trivia or Live Music on Wednesday, Thursday is Karaoke with Angie, and Live Music Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Entertainment galore, great food, and the friendliest people in Berks County. The New Birdies Inn, 160 Old Friedensburg Road in Exeter. It's the inn thing to do. Check Birdie's Facebook page for the full entertainment schedule.
Now back to the game on the Mule Sports Network.
Back here in Wyo, 8-0 in favor of the hometown Spartans. As the Mules fresh out of that timeout, looking to figure something out, and now they'll turn it over again as, fortunately, that looks like it was actually Hurlman getting a piece of it and knocking it out of bounds. Muhlenberg, a fresh 10 seconds to get it across midcourt. So they inbound to Brill. Brill going basically into a triple team, and now they swing it around, looking down low. They do have Garl. She loses the handle on it. Stolen away again by the Spartans. Coach Anders trying to get Wyo to move forward. Loose ball as it's tipped by Muhlenberg, but it's picked up by Stewart, who gets her first bucket of the game. Now 10-0 Spartans. Again, just struggling to get out of their own end. And unfortunately, this is probably something that you will see against Muhlenberg an awful lot. And a lot of times teams will do this when there's no primary ball handler. Or if they feel that they can just rattle a team. Is looking down low. A little too strong was Garl. Mules still looking for their first bucket of the game. Stewart, right wing three.
Wow. They're tiring them out real quick with this full court press.
Amaya Stewart, 6 3-pointers last year in the entire season. Her fourth of the year in just the third game. A floater put up by Brill, no good. Garl has it, rejected by the underside of the basket. Back come the Spartans. Forcing the issue out to Stewart. Stewart putting up another triple. Maya Stewart quiet through the first 8 points of the game, and she has the next 8 all by herself.
Yeah.
So she can score in bunches and does so right there at 16-0. They fight their way through, and Steph Curry level three chucked up and off the mark by Duran Reyes. Pretty sure she yelled Kobe as she shot that.
She might have to sometime.
Ball goes out of bounds, and there will be a timeout here on the floor. It'll be Wyomissing taking a full timeout, so we will take one as well. 16-0 in favor of the Spartans with 3:39 left to play here in the first. More to come on the Mule Sports Network.
For the best coverage of high school sports in Berks County, head to MikeDragoSports.com. Winter means basketball, and Mike and his crew have it covered like no one else does. Game recaps, stats, team news, player and coach profiles, and analysis. No one does it like Mike. A subscription to MikeDragoSports.com for pennies a day makes a great holiday gift for the sports fan on your list. Take advantage of their 7-day free trial. That's MikeDragoSports.com for the best sports coverage in Berks. You're listening to Ryan and Chris on the Mule Sports Network.
An early deficit here for Muhlenberg. Struggling to break the press in the backcourt. A lead now standing at a sweet 16 for the Spartans to open up this game. Muhlenberg still looking for their first bucket. This is the kind of slow start that doomed them against Palmyra just a couple of days ago. Hyde checks into the game for Wyomissing. Muhlenberg sticking with the four starters plus Duran Reyes. It's Fernandez, the lone starter on the bench right now. Nice quick hands there by Brill. Gets the tip and the steal. And a bad pass there, but butterfingers from the hands of Amaya Stewart as she got onto the ground looking to snag that one. Ends up going off her hands over the end line. 3:08 left to play here in the first.
And they look like they've changed the pace a little bit with Muhlenberg. That defense looked really solid, and they were able to shift zones a little quicker.
Fernandez back in. And I apologize. Fernandez is in. It was Quiles that was out as Martyr is handily rejected by Stewart. Back the other way. Stewart grabbing a rebound, has it knocked away. Puts it back up and in. Count it. And one. Stewart now with the last 10 Spartan points here in the first. Looking to make it the last 11 points.
They're getting physical in the paint. That's what's going to happen when you have that height size advantage.
Stewart, you can see, still a little raw when it comes to that touch around the basket, but a lot of the skills are there. And finally rattles one in. Now 1-for-3 from the stripe is Stewart. Last 11 points scored by the junior. Inbounds passed, stolen away by Hardy. They'll work it out. Shot up, no good there by McCaffrey. Stewart and Garl will get tied up underneath. It'll stay with the Spartans. Spartans won the opening tip. Muhlenberg won the last jump ball. So it goes back to the home team. Once again, quick hands by Brill. Brill moving forward ahead by herself. Right-handed layup, no good. You got two players there with the ball. The putback attempt, no good by Garl as she literally snatched it away from Abby Noe. It was also in the game for the Spartans. Stewart inside, kicks it out. Three-pointer rims in and out. Wide open look there for Hardy. Brill will cough it up as Martyr. Again, great first game. Held in check for the second game on second half of a back-to-back. Yet to get started here. As a three-pointer put up by Peyton Brill. Count it.
There we go, the first one. Hopefully the Mules will keep rolling off of that. And they go for a steal right after.
Muhlenberg with a steal. Sophia Fernandez coming away with it. Martyr weaving her way amongst the trees. Count it in one! The scoop layup from Martyr. gets hacked by Stewart, absorbs the contact and the sweet touch underneath. Count it. So Martyr will go to the line shooting one. Was 19-0 the last 5 points. Last two trips down the floor, Mules finally getting on the board.
They're carrying over that offense from, as we saw, that potential from the pressure. They're starting to manage it a little better, and they're able to get that ball movement going.
Martyr too strong. We'll stay at 19-5. Good to get her off the schneid here. As she picks the pockets. Back the other way, she's fouled. Hits the deck. Does a little tumble, gets picked up by Alexis Hardy there. Man, she's just all over the place, Martyr. That first bucket really elevating her. Picks the pocket, takes it coast to coast. Now at the line shooting two.
I mean, she had that confidence to come off out of that diamond formation, stay up top, and just pressured the ball handler.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Martyr, 50% coming in. 7 for 14. Now make it 7 for 16 from the stripe. Make it 8 for 17 here with a make. That one rattles home. One of two at the stripe for Martyr. Wyo will make a change. As Stewart pops out of the ball game for a breather here at the end of the first, up by 13. Nice defense there by Muhlenberg, cutting off the drive of Noe. They look to go in, picked away. Back comes Martyr. Martyr fouled from behind as Hurlman called for the personal. For Hurlman, that'll be her first. McCaffrey also with one. Hurlman with one. They don't have the total number of fouls put up on the scoreboard. But it will be two shots here upcoming. As Martyr, the recipient of some one-on-one action. Muhlenberg in the bonus. First one too strong.
What I did notice, Muhlenberg changed up their defense. Instead of doing the diamond and one, they went to a 2-3 to cover that outside three-point because they saw that Stewart was hitting it early, and they were like, we got to cover that.
The coach's daughter, Ella Anders, checking in for her first minutes, as will Izzy Campbell for the Spartans. Meanwhile, Ziara Almonte in for the Mules. Second one is good by Martyr. Once again, hitting that second half of the two-shot foul. Driving in and getting tied up immediately. Yeah, you're going to have a travel here called on Alexis Hardy. She went in amongst the trees, nearly had it stripped away by Almonte, and they call her for the travel. 19-7. In favor of the Spartans now, as this ball will run right into the right into our table. On the boys' side, Muhlenberg leading Williamsport 27-12 down at the Geigel. Muhlenberg taking part in that hoop group challenge. First time that assistant coach Rick Perez returning to the Geigel complex as a assistant coach for the Mules. After spending a great long while with Reading High, coaching up Lonnie Walker, Ruben Rodriguez, and the likes. On their way to two state crowns. Really the first of their like since head coach Coach Miller from Alvernia was at Reading High and Coach Danielle Marshall. Wyo trying to work against this zone defense, really struggling. Muhlenberg has picked up the pace here, especially Brill. A three put up, that one too strong. Rebounded by the Spartans, and then a loose ball ends up going out of bounds as Noe loses the handle. Muhlenberg a chance here to hit double digits with 27 seconds remaining. Martyr wants it in her hands. And Muhlenberg will cough it up deep in their own territory. So scratch that idea. Wyo could hold for one if they chose to. We'll see what they do. Muhlenberg not content to allow them just to sit back on their laurels.
Yeah, they're really pushing that pace. They're making them try to come. They're like, you want to play that zone defense? You're going to have to guard us on the three-point line, trying to expand that zone and seeing if there's a weakness inside.
Just realized that currently the scoreboard is set for volleyball and not basketball. Nice job there as Martyr using all of her frame to snatch away that pass. Well, Trapp gets it up to Brill. Martyr, a deep three with 3 seconds left. That one too strong. That'll do it for the first. 19-7. But hey, man, they coughed up practically the first 19 points of this contest, including Amaya Stewart with 11 straight. Still weathered and can tell the tale. It's 19-7 after one. We're going to take a break. And when we return, more action here between Muhlenberg and YMSA here on the Mule Sports Network.
Is your house or business looking dingy or need a sprucing up? Be it interior or exterior, Lancaster Full Service Painting is right for your job. Specializing in all methods of painting, from brush and roll to airless spray and HVLP, Lancaster Full Service Painting will deliver a comprehensive premium job at a friendly price. There's no full service painting like Lancaster Full Service Painting. Call John at 717-419-8492 or schedule online at LancasterFullServicePainting.com.
This is the Mule Sports Network on Jerry Gallup Media.
Muhlenberg trailing by a dozen here to open up the second quarter. First 19 points scored by Wyomissing, and the last seven scored by the Mules. Mules working it around, looking to double team beyond the arc are the Spartans in that zone defense. Three put up by number three as Iris Quiles drilling the triple. And hey, it came a little bit later than expected, but first, are they actually going to call it a two? I thought that they had both arms up.
I thought they did too, but guess
yeah,
they didn't.
It is. Just nine. Counted as a two for Quiles then.
And a putback shot for Wyomissing.
Sorry, I had my head down. Did you happen to see who scored that?
It was number 21.
Well, then it was Annie McCaffrey, her third bucket for six. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Makes it 21-9. So that ends a 7-0 run by the Mules. Or sorry, a 9-0 run by the Mules, all coming with Amaya Stewart on the bench, by the way. So
yeah,
that'll come to a close here as she re-enters the game. Risky pass there by Brill, but instead they'll look to get down low. And yeah, Stewart was on the end line as she roped that one in. It'll stay with Mules. Glad he saw that as I literally put down my paper to point at the line. So if you didn't realize it, you would have seen me pointing at it. So we're situated here in the far corner of the gymnasium. Looking down low, finding two is Alexis Garl for her first points of the game.
Hit him with a faint pass to the corner. Opens up a spot in the inside and just gets it to her.
Muhlenberg easing their way into this game now that they've weathered kind of that early storm. We'll see if they can start chipping away at this lead. As many as 19, a three put up by Anders too strong. Offensive rebound slams off the backboard, no good. As Hurlman missing the net. Muhlenberg more at ease with breaking this press now. Just took him a little bit more than an entire quarter as a nice pass up ahead.
Wow.
Well, and that should just about do it as Peyton Brill ends up breaking free of the press and gets an easy bucket. Nice find there by Martyr. Another three launched. That one misses everything by Hyde. Wyo able to keep it from going out of bounds as Hurlman was able to corral it. Hurlman back underneath gets two. 23-13 now.
Mules look like they have a little bit more energy passing the ball, getting the ball out. Muhlenberg's going to call a timeout.
Muhlenberg will call a timeout. 23-13 with 5:49 left here in the first half. It is a full timeout, so guess what? We take a timeout too. 5:49 remaining, trailing by 10. It'll be Muhlenberg basketball when we return right here on the Mule Sports Network.
The new Birdie's Inn is your entertainment spot in Exeter. There's something every day of the week. Dancing to the Oldies on Monday, open mic Tuesday, trivia or live music on Wednesday. Thursday is karaoke with Angie, and live music Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Entertainment galore, great food, and the friendliest people in Berks County. The new Birdie's Inn, 160 Old Friedensburg Road in Exeter. It's the inn thing to do. Check Birdie's Facebook page for the full entertainment schedule.
You're listening to Ryan and Chris on the Mule Sports Network.
A timeout taken by Muhlenberg. Trying to get things squared away. 5:49 remaining. Looking for some help. Finally find some help in the form of Martyr. It goes off of Brill's foot. Bounce pass by Martyr. Back the other way. Goes Alexis Hardy, her first bucket. Re-extends that lead to a dozen. ...25-13. Once again, that double team. Martyr opting to dribble around. It chucks up a three, goes off the top of the basket, which isn't illegal, but hitting the rope above the basket is. And it's a dead ball rebound for the Spartans.
They're keeping up that intensity and going back and forth. It's just they're not getting those shots to fall, which what they really need right now. I mean, they're keeping the intensity up on defense, and that's all you can do at this point.
Duran Reyes will check in for Martyr. Martyr will take a seat and actually possibly re-enter. Actually, she might be looking to go to the trainer. And she will. So hopefully everything's okay with Martyr. She takes a seat over next to the training staff. A three put up on the other end by McCaffrey. McCaffrey, man, if we thought Amaya Stewart was hot, McCaffrey's right there too. She is 9 here in the first half through the first 11 minutes of play. Leads back to 14 for the Spartans, 27-13. Muhlenberg fighting through these double teams. They look underneath, a little too short by Garl. Gets her own rebound. They'll pass out of it back beyond the arc. Looking for some help is Sophia Fernandez. Finds it in Garl, who has to come out beyond the arc to help. We're going to have a jump ball called, and it will belong with the Spartans. Garl, unfortunately, the tallest player on the court, really needs to take advantage of that size when she's going to get double-teamed like that. The players guarding her at that point in time are not going to be able to get that basketball if she holds it above her head.
Exactly.
So hold it away, throw some bows. Maya Stewart from the left elbow gets her first bucket of the second quarter as Stewart now with 11. Once again, Muhlenberg much better beating that press. Brill into the lane. Soft floater gets the touch.
Wow.
Nice floater there by Peyton Brill. She now has 7. Looking to go down low to Stewart. It's tipped away. Nice job by Garl getting her mitts on it. Brill back the other way. Look down low for Garl. Garl takes one dribble up with the left hand. Got 2.
As you said, she was using her size.
Muhlenberg coming back. Good on them. They're not going quietly into this good night. In fact, after that 19-0 run, Muhlenberg outscoring Wyomissing 17-10 as Stewart losing the handle. I think it might have went off her foot and just died on the court. Muhlenberg picks it up. They can trim it back to single digits with a 3. And that one, a telegraph pass, intercepted. Spartans. Coast to coast goes Hurlman. She'll go to the line for the and one opportunity, and the lead's back to 14.
There's not much to say. I mean, the game's going, they're coming back. So that's the plus side of it. They got to dig in a little bit more and keep that intensity up because it looks like they're kind of slowing down. But once they finally get that intensity back up, I think they'll be right back in this game.
Herlin looking for her first trip to the line. Herlin in and out. And put back attempt by Stewart is good. Got a box out. Basically, that turns into a four-point play.
It does.
Essentially, and the lead's back to the 16. Muhlenberg trying to break that press. Gets tipped out of bounds right between the scorer's table and their own bench. All's well with the world. Leanna Martier back in. 4 points for her. A look around the arc. Quiles back to Martier. Trying to go down low. It's tipped away. Nice active hands there by McCaffrey causing the turnover. Looking for Stewart down low. Wow. Fantastic passing out of that by Stewart. She had on the low block. Immediately passed it across the lane. Unfortunately, a couple of misses there by the Spartans. Muhlenberg with some life with 2:30 left in the second. That one tipped. And we're going to have a foul here on the Spartans, kind of a 50-50 ball between Martier and Hardy. And Martier draws the personal. By the way, we figured out what aces and kills are up on the board. Kills are fouls, and aces are points. I may make a mention over by the scorer's table. Stewart tips it out of bounds. Ends up hitting a classmate. This is my bad. That just solves everything.
That always solves it. Just a quick my bad.
It's good enough for me. Brill out of bounds, looking for some help, not finding it. Has to get it in. Finally, inbounding to Martier. Little pump fake by Quiles. Throws it up from the right baseline and fouled in. Root, she'll go to line, shooting two.
They're getting that passing down. We talked about it earlier, that full course press. They're going to have to figure out something, a way around it. And I think they're starting to get along with it as starting to get that ball out quicker, starting to find that open person. And I think it's going to start working for them.
Two at the stripe for Quiles. Quiles misses the first. Quiles only one trip to the line this year. One of two at the stripe against Ephrata in an 8-point outing. Overall for her career, 2 of 8. That is not what you would call a high sample size. As she misses the second. Spartans quickly swinging around from right to left, now left to right, and a three-pointer is up and good by Hardy. Now 36 points for the Spartans. They're going to hit their average before we get out of the first break. That one stripped away from Almonte, as Noe just ripped it away from her. Leads back to 19 for the Spartans. They can take it above 20. This ties their largest lead of the game, and you got Stewart on the low block, and you betcha. Amaya Stewart, she darn near might hit her average here. Is that one stolen away? That one gonna hang on the rim, no good. Stewart, an offensive rebound, put back attempt is good. I'm going to start losing space on my score sheet here for the first half as Amaya Stewart, her 7th bucket from the field. And it now sits at 40-17. It was not that long ago that we were talking about trimming it to a 9-point game. The lead was 12. And here we sit at 23. It's an 11-0 run here for Wyomissing. As they have retaken control of this game. Not to say that it was slipping away from them at any point in time, but, you know, could have gotten down to single digits as the Spartans make a handful of changes. It's Campbell and Anders back in. Fernandez will re-enter for the Mules. 102 left. Brill will inbound it to Martyr, who calls for it near half court. Stewart now working on Garl. A three-pointer put up. That one no good by Quiles. Weil, even with a 23-point lead, opting to force the issue. And this time they get burned for it as the ball is mishandled by Hyde. Goes out of bounds. Or should say she's called for the travel. She had possession, kind of lost it, and took too many steps.
Yeah, tried to reestablish it and just didn't go her way.
Nice quick passing here by the Mules, looking down low, looking to go against Stewart. Driving is Quiles. Quiles a floater, and Stewart called for the personal. She caught Quiles after the shot was already up, and Iris will go to the line to shoot two more.
They're getting that passing inside now. We didn't see much of that in the first, getting that inside pass, being able to get some play inside. We're seeing it a little bit. It works a little bit, and then they're able to get someone open on the three. It's just them taking that opportunity from there.
First one no good by Quiles. 10 points here in the second quarter for Muhlenberg. 21 for Wyomissing. Again, part of a 11-0 run that they are on to close out the quarter. Make it 11-1 as Quiles hits the back half. Makes it 40-18. Driving in, trying to get a left-handed scoop layup was Hyde. Like I said, even with a 22-point lead, Aaron Anders still pushing the tempo. They're not going to hold for one. A three-pointer from the left arc. Put up, no good. Addie Loeb checking from right in front of the Muhlenberg bench, rims in and out. I believe a loose ball foul called here on Weil. Two shots at the stripe. Going to have to keep better track of fouls here in the second half because they're not putting them up on the scoreboard, nor are they putting team fouls up on the scoreboard either. Garl, her first attempt, no good. Garl went to the line an awful lot against Palmyra, but just 3 of 9 to show for it, averaging 6.5 points through the first two games of the season. Second one didn't touch rim, so it'll be a dead ball. It'll belong to Weil. 15 seconds left. Muhlenberg will go full court defense. Let a foul go there by Quiles. Anders will move it across midcourt. Stewart checks out for a rest before halftime. I'll get it over. Loeb chucks it out. Three-pointer on the way by Noe is no good, and that will do it for the first half. 40-18. A 22-point margin for the Spartans, roughly their margin of victory this entire season.
Mm-hmm.
They had it as many as 19 in the first half, pushed it up to 22 here in the second. Not without a bit of a seesaw, though. Muhlenberg went on an 11-0 run. They had a chance to bring it back to 9 with a three-pointer. They had it down to 12, unable to finish the job. And that lead now pushed back up to 22 here at the break. So we'll be right back after some messages from friends of the pod, like Mike Drago and the new Birdies Inn. And we'll recap the first half when we return here on the Mule Sports Network.
You'll see.
For the best coverage of high school sports in Berks County, head to MikeDragoSports.com. Winter means basketball, and Mike and his crew have it covered like no one else does. Game recaps, stats, team news, player and coach profiles, and analysis. No one does it like Mike. A subscription to MikeDragoSports.com for pennies a day makes a great holiday gift for the sports fan on your list. Take advantage of their 7-day free trial. That's MikeDragoSports.com for the best sports coverage in Berks.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Is your house or business looking dingy or need a sprucing up? Be it interior or exterior, Lancaster Full Service Painting is right for your job. Specializing in all methods of painting, from brush and roll to airless spray and HVLP, Lancaster Full Service Painting will deliver a comprehensive premium job at a friendly price. There's no full-service painting like Lancaster Full-Service Painting. Call John at 717-419-8492 or schedule online at lancasterfullservicepainting.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The new Birdie's Inn is your entertainment spot in Exeter. There's something every day of the week. Dancing to the Oldies on Monday, open mic Tuesday, trivia or live music on Wednesday, Thursday is karaoke with Angie, and live music Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Entertainment galore, great food, and the friendliest people in Berks County. The new Birdie's Inn, 160 Old Friedensburg Road in Exeter. It's the inn thing to do. Check Birdie's Facebook page for the full entertainment schedule.
You're listening to Ryan and Chris on the Mule Sports Network.
Back here, 2 minutes left in halftime warm-ups. The scoreboard now properly showing players, fouls, points. Hooray! Now I can actually see everything. And clear as day, see that Amaya Stewart has 19 points.
There you go.
Currently outscoring Muhlenberg all by her lonesome is Amaya Stewart. And trying to, once again, pick out some things that she's working on. And she immediately came out here after missing a couple of free throws in the first half and immediately went to the foul stripe, trying to rectify that issue. And like I said, you can't say enough about Amaya, because she's going to get D1 looks.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be somewhere. And we're going to be watching her play 4 years in college. So probably somewhere that you could pick up ESPN Plus or something and watch her play 4 years of college.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's the more important part.
She's doing really well.
But some of that will depend on her ability to add in extra things. Right now she's low post. That won't always work with her size going up against larger opponents. Certainly in Berks, that's one thing, even through districts and whatnot. But once you start hitting the higher levels, you know, height only gets you so far. You need to have skills at that level, and she keeps adding to her bag of tricks. As that first half saw her down two threes from the outside. And like I said, talk about your bag of tricks. 6 3-pointers all of last year. And just like that, she's at 5 through the first 3 games.
Yeah, and once the player sees that kind of fire that's set under him, it's kind of hard to really guard / tell, like, how to guard them. And that's troublesome for the Mules' defense. Like,
you can't leave her open.
Yeah.
Before last year, and we saw it against Berks Catholic in that Berks playoff game, that, you know, they ended up going out and forced Amaya to shoot from the outside. And she was not hitting jumpers that night until she hit the last two and arguably biggest jumpers of the entire frigging game. she did that after a super cold shooting night, and she was able to pull it together in the biggest spotlight when they needed her most. So you know that she's going to step up for games like that, and has done so here this evening, as I'm sure that she'll close on a new career high by the end of this, depending where it sits. Here in the third is a floater put up by Quiles, no good. Brill led the way in the first half for Muhlenberg. So we're back underway. 7 points for her, 4 apiece for Martyr and Garl, and 3 for Quiles. Left-handed floater is true as McCaffrey dips in, gets 2. McCaffrey with 9 points in the first half, now make it 11. Is Gall looking for some help? Be brought across by Martyr. Spartans coming out in what looks to be a 3-2 zone as that one's chucked away into the crowd by Garl. Maya Stewart at 1 point with 11 straight points in this contest. The team's switching sides, so I have Stewart right in front of my face right now. Nice cut to the basket. Stewart up and under, gets 2. Great cut, even better find from the top elbow there. Is hard to see exactly who that was. I think it was Hurlman who made the pass. It was. That was a nice find by Hurlman, and Hurlman back at the other end, tying up the Mules. The ball will go back to the Spartans.
That's just tough when you're able to get the possession of the ball and just either falls out of your hands or get ripped away with you. You got to just be a little bit more careful then with that ball handling.
Well, Muhlenberg has to get back to just good, solid basketball that they were working with. And Stewart, nice drop-off pass on the doorstop. Unable to finish was McCaffrey, and back come the Mules.
Bro, with a good steal.
Quiles pulls it out. Looking for Martyr. Out to Fernandez, case of the Butterfingers, ends up with the coaching staff. 44-18, 6:23 left to play here in the third. Talked briefly with Dr. Jones, who's the high school principal here at Wyomissing.
Ah.
Man's got a grip on him.
Oh, yeah.
I'll call him Dr. Jones. I won't call him by his first name. I'm not going to be that TikTok where the student goes around calling all his teachers by their first names.
Yeah.
But a 10-second call here against Muhlenberg. Unable to get it across as Martyr was finally able to cross midcourt, but called for 10 seconds. Another turnover here as Muhlenberg yet to get on the board after 4 minutes of play here in the second half.
Coming into this game, Muhlenberg was 45.7% from the free line, from the free throw line.
Not ideal.
No.
Spartans still looking to move it around. Finally find Amaya Stewart. Amaya Stewart, oh my goodness. Turnaround jumper from the left side. That was buttery smooth.
Wow.
Stewart, her second bucket here in the second half. Give her 23. And now it's time to start digging through the stat book to see exactly what her career high is. Because I have a feeling it's going to come into play here this evening. Her career high is 26, set last year against Fleetwood. Jumper no good by Garl, misses everything except the backboard. Ball nearly swiped away from Martyr, gets poked out of bounds.
The team came out a little flat. The intensity doesn't seem like they're there just yet in the second half so far. They kind of seem like they're still on that verge of, like, in between of, like, getting that energy back. And, I mean, it comes with the territory of having only 7 to 9 people, so you're going to be tired, and you just got to figure a way to fight through that.
I'll say 6-0 run here is dipping in, nearly getting to as Martyr ends up stealing that one away after it was rebounded. Martyr ends up on the ground. Quiles ends up on the ground. It's 5-on-3, and no doubt about it, Amaya Stewart. Well, she's now one away from a new career high. This ties her second best outing, set against Newman Goretti last year in the playoffs. She only had 12 in that district playoff game against Alone Catholic. Wyo ended up doing well for themselves, beat Parkway Center City, beat Newman Goretti on the back of Amaya's 25 points. Lead now sits at 30. And we're going to have a blocking foul called on the Spartans, as I believe that it's McCaffrey called for the personal. That'll be her second.
They were trying to get the ball movement in there. It's just that Wyomissing's playing a really good defense with their zone. They just move quick and able to be shift.
Brill telegraphed her pass. It's intercepted back the other way. Ooh. Blocked by the underside of the basket was Hurlman. Now stolen away by Hurlman on the fast break attempt by the Mules. They'll swing it over. Three up, and man, talk about buttery smooth. That one barely touched anything on its way down through the net.
I swear,
that net
just
barely
like the
moved.
Word butter. Butter.
I do.
Especially pronouncing the B.
Butter. Butter, butter, butter. 9-0 run now by the Spartans entering the second half. Martyr too strong with it. It'll stay with the Mules. So we have a running clock here. Won't stop for much of anything as Duran Reyes re-enters the game. 51-18, Wyomissing leading.
Wow.
And I will say, I've seen a lot of girls basketball over the past couple of years. Muhlenberg is not the worst that I've seen, despite the score line here. They are absolutely giving it everything that they have. Nobody's given up here. It's a miss on both ends. Muhlenberg with possession as Brill tracks down the defensive rebound. I'll try to get it down to Gall. And a block called here on Noe. Brill hits the deck. Noe, that'll be her first. Team second of the quarter. Hey, and now we get the full basketball experience here with the scoreboards. The player fouls popping up here. The team fouls also popping up, as Aaron Anders inserting his daughter into the contest as Hardy will take a seat. They'll look to go down Way too lazy of a pass there by Martyr. Tried to sky it in. Stewart looking for a new career high and will have to do so at the line. Two opportunities here for Stewart. Stewart hit 20 points a handful of times as a freshman. That was originally her career high. She reset that number against Boyertown on the 14th of December last year. As Stewart, all that practice at halftime, doing well. Stewart hits the first. Now up to 26. New career high incoming with a made free throw, and it won't happen there. Wyo does get the ball back on the rebound. It's tipped away. Stewart will move out of the way. Let Anders throw it in. Hyde looking for help. Finds Anders. Looking to get it in. Nice quick hands again by Brill. But Spartans will retain possession. Brill really doing well at the top of that box and one. And that one tipped away. Duran Reyes. I wouldn't say leading the break. Wyo already back well in time. Martyr probing. Into the paint. He'll swing it around. A three launched from right in front of the bench by Duran Reyes. Too short. Grazes the underside of the net. Back the other way. Foul called on Quiles, which will be her first. And it'll send Noe to the line for her first attempts.
They're really getting tired out there. And like I said, you kind of expect it coming into this second half. They only have nine people. And they're trying to run nine deep, which is really hard to do, especially at this level.
Noe gets the first one to fall. Clock stopped with 18.7 seconds remaining. We'll get out of here before 7:30 at this rate. Second one, no good. Stewart grabs the offensive board. She might look to dial up her own number instead. Wow, quick pass into Hurlman. Hurlman nearly took that one off the dome. Instead, falls to Martyr. Martyr, 3 seconds, double team. They'll throw it into the corner, and Muhlenberg will cough it up. It won't matter much with the running clock. That'll do it for the third quarter, 53-18. It's even with the running clock. Why missing? Putting up 13 points. Muhlenberg blanked in the third quarter. We'll take a break. 8 more minutes up on the board as we look to round this one out. More to come on the Mule Sports Network.
For the best coverage of high school sports in Berks County, head to MikeDragosports.com. Winter means basketball, and Mike and his crew have it covered like no one else does. Game recaps, stats, team news, player and coach profiles, and analysis. No one does it like Mike. A subscription to MikeDragosports.com for pennies a day makes a great holiday gift for the sports fan on your list. Take advantage of their 7-day free trial. That's MikeDragosports.com for the best sports coverage in Berks. Now back to the game on the Mule Sports Network.
53-18, 13 points for Wyo in that third quarter. Amaya Stewart taking a seat here for the fourth, and honestly, that will probably do it for her. She misses an opportunity to reset her career high, but she will tie it with 26. So we kind of knew coming in, hey, you got to watch out for Stewart. That's going to be the mantra for literally every team who walks into this building and every team that Wyo ends up traveling to face as well.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have to figure it out. This wasn't in the cards here for Muhlenberg this evening. And again, this team is fighting. They're moving their feet. Wow. That was Brill again at the top of that box, and one gets two. So finally, Brill, she now has 9, her first bucket here of the second half. the Mules' first bucket of the second half, for that matter. And a foul here. Called on the Mules. It's either Martyr or it's Duran Reyes. And it will be called on Duran Reyes for second. Team's first. SPIAA moving. Speaking of moving, moving feet there by Perlman will turn the ball over. But they're moving to that five team fouls per quarter rather than seven team fouls entering the bonus. They're going five team fouls, double bonus immediately, rather than single bonus, double bonus of 10. Removing that from how the college game is played. Duran Reyes chucking a three from her bench. No good. Spartans once again forcing the issue. A little stutter step there, counted and one. Carly Hyde, her first bucket, and she'll go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. The largest scoring output here for Wyo. Oddly enough, Muhlenberg right now, if they don't score again, I don't want to say it like that, but I will, that'll make it three straight games for Wyo missing with their opponents scoring 20 points.
Wow. That's interesting.
And one attempt, no good. Well, we ran into it with Muhlenberg football in kind of the weirdest way, where they had lost like three straight games by 42 points.
Yes.
Two of them were 42-0. One of them was 49-7. Yes. And they had three straight games, oddly enough, that way. This one, again, you have a running clock inside of 6 minutes to play here now as Wyomissing will throw in Abby Loeb. And honestly, a player who I do not have rostered, number 11, will check in. They weren't on Wyo's score sheet, and they'll need to add him in. Now 5:30 left to play. Muhlenberg stealing it away. Martyr needs to get across half court, and does. Little ball fake, puts up a high floor.
Wow.
Goodness. All right, get down with your bad self, Leona Martyr. Her first bucket here of the second half, her second of the game, give her six.
Wow.
Aaron Anders will call a timeout and believe it's just a 30-second. Nobody's hitting the bench. Anders wants to get things squared away here. The final 5:10. So, yeah, with that teardrop floater by Martyr, that darn near felt like it was going to hit the roof with high she threw it up. It didn't. It went to, the top of the backboard, but still. She chucked that one up and teardrop finish.
I mean, what really sold it was that fake to the corner. The corner was wide open. She really faked. Mm-hmm. She got that person to shift back out to the corner, and she had that space for that floater, which was a great play all in all. So
Anders, this is probably the least animated that you will see him in a 33-point blowout. Usually much more animated than this.
Seems like an energetic coach.
Dancing, cheering, jumping, screaming. Usually that's how you see Aaron Anders. Not so much here this evening. This team got off to a hot start, a 19-0 start to this game. Muhlenberg pulled it back to 10. Seven straight points in the first half.
Throw
as Martyr, another steal. Martyr, little heat check three. That one she definitely yelled Kobe shooting. As she just ran it down, pull up three. Misses everything over the end line.
When Brooke plays at the top of that, when the top of that arc and that diamond and one, she really gets her hands in there.
This one inside the arc, and that one will roll home for Carly Hyde. Hyde, her second bucket for four. Leads up to 25. Largest lead of the game. Looking down low, looking for Almonte. Almonte struggling to get out of the post. Muhlenberg will swing it around. Duran Reyes thinking about a three attempt. Now down low. Counted and one. It's Peyton Brill impressing here this evening. Her second bucket of the half. Give her 11. Looking to make it 12 at the line.
I mean, once their players can find that good balance of being able to hold themselves to that, not being exhausted, they start playing really well. They're hitting their shots. They're able to go back and forth on defense, offense, and it's a good transition.
Brill with 11. Looking to match her jersey number with a dozen. She will not on that attempt, but an offensive putback by Garl gives her her first bucket of the second half. Give her six.
Starts using her size to advantage, like you said earlier.
Garl basically right on her average. She's averaging 6.5. She had 6 points in one game, 7 in the other. As Muhlenberg, recipients of a Spartan turnover here. Down by 31. Looking to go down low to Almonte. Swings it out to Brill. Brill shuffles the feet a little bit. No travel called there. Now we'll drive baseline. Foul called and two at the stripe. So Brill will go back.
Coming into this game, Brill is 100% from the free throw line. But she's only 2 for 2. Yeah, like you usually said, that's not much of a sample size.
Sample size. Any statistician will yell at you about sample size repeatedly as Brill watches that one roll in and out. Reagan Madrake will check in. Second upcoming for Brill. Oh for 2.
Nails the second one.
It's the second. Give her a dozen. A 3 put up from the corner. Count it. Addie Loeb, the 3-pointer. The 5th of the game for the Spartans. Pushes their margin up to 33. Now with 60 points to the Spartans. Muhlenberg coming up empty on their possession. Little ball fake. They'll pull it back out. Muhlenberg snatching it away. The second team of these Spartans not as adept with ball handling as the first team is. Man, Peyton Brill making hay here. Now with 7 points here in the fourth quarter, make it 60-29. They'll try to force it down low. They'll swing it around the edge. Another 3 put up. That one off the mark. No good by Loeb. Muhlenberg with Rihanna Cuenca in for her first minutes of the contest with 2 minutes left to play. She pulls down the defensive rebound. She's wide open over there in the corner. A 3 put up by Martyr. Counted and 1! Martyr still straight chucking here with under 2 minutes to play. Count it plus the foul. Martyr has been quiet here, but that now gives her 9. She can hit double figures. With the free throw, she is 2 of 5 here this evening. Misses the and one attempt. So she has 9. Brill doing well enough with 14 to her credit. Spartans running it around and stepping on the sideline was Madrake. Clock continuing to run here, 1:15 remaining. We check in on the boys team, and they are currently leading 65-30. They're trailing 65-37. They were winning that game pretty handily as that one put up and in here by the Mules. And that was Alexis Garl with her 4th bucket for 8. 45 seconds remaining. The team's diving to the ground to tie each other up.
Wait, what? What is this picture? This is Muhlenberg-Redding, but Redding's playing Williamsport. I'm confused. Jerry has officially confused me.
Yeah, I'm also confused.
Unless that's Redding-Exeter.
I guess I now need to take a better look at what I'm looking at in that picture.
Yeah.
Well, we thought it was Muhlenberg, and it is Muhlenberg.
Yeah. But I'm
but apparently not the home team. We got, yeah, it's Muhlenberg on top.
I don't know what Jerry's doing
there.
Either.
Oh, he just sent us a screenshot. 10 seconds left in this one. The girls will trail by darn near the same margin here that the boys are winning by, as this one will finish up 60-34. Muhlenberg shut out in the third quarter, which things were not moving their direction to begin with, but a late run by Wyo after Muhlenberg had trimmed the lead down to 10. Ended up just running away with it. They led by 22 at the break, by 35 after three, and they end up winning this one by 26, 60-34, your final score. Muhlenberg will drop to 1-2. Meanwhile, Wyo will improve to 3-0 here. Just 7 points for Wyomissing there in the fourth quarter. But none of that really matters. 16 for Muhlenberg. They'll be able to at least point to that. But it was pretty clear that Amaya Stewart, the difference maker here this evening, 26 points, matches a career high for her. We'll talk about more of that when we come back from a break. One more round of sponsors to thank. And when we come back, we'll recap this one, take a look at what is next, and get on out of here before 7:30 hits. Some more to come here on the Mule Sports Network.
New Birdie's Inn is your entertainment spot in Exeter. There's something every day of the week. Dancing to the Oldies on Monday, open mic Tuesday, trivia or live music on Wednesday. Thursday is karaoke with Angie and live music Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Entertainment galore, great food, and the friendliest people in Berks County. The New Birdie's Inn, 160 Old Friedensburg Road in Exeter. It's the inn thing to do. Check Birdie's Facebook page for the full entertainment schedule.
For the best coverage of high school sports in Berks County, head to MikeDragoSports.com. Winter means basketball, and Mike and his crew have it covered like no one else does. Game recaps, stats, team news, player and coach profiles, and analysis. No one does it like Mike. A subscription to MikeDragoSports.com for pennies a day makes a great holiday gift for the sports fan on your list. Take advantage of their 7-day free trial. That's MikeDragoSports.com for the best sports coverage in Berks. Now back to the game on the Mule Sports Network.
Well, we're not coming back to the game. We're coming back to the post game. 60-34, your final score is Muhlenberg dropping to 1-2 on the year. Wyomissing improving to 3-0 as they look to this is their chance at repeating a district championship, which has never happened here in Wyomissing, but does so under the head coaching efforts of Aaron Anders and the wonderful Amaya Stewart as well. I somehow only have her for 22 points, but somehow that is also not right, so I'm definitely missing something in here. I'm missing 3 points on my score sheet. But just know that Stewart scored over 20 points. McCaffrey with 11, Hardy with 8, and then a whole smattering of players with 6 or less for Wyomissing. And then for Muhlenberg, they were led by Peyton Brill, and Brill really impressed the heck out of me, especially at the top of that, diamond in one formation, basically, that they have, box in one, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
she's at the tip of that, and she was very active on defense, a lot of tip balls, a lot of really good defensive effort out of her. And then she turned it on the offensive end, too. She hit a three in the first quarter, 7 points in both halves, so she led the way with 14 points. So well done there by Peyton Brill. And honestly, I need to double-check that that wasn't a career high for Brill as well. She's had her ups and downs here. She only had 4 points against Palmyra. And eventually this will pop up for me. There we go. It is a
tied
for her career high with 14 points against Hamburg last December. She also had a 13-point outing against Pottsville after Christmas on the 29th and a couple of 12-point games as well. But tying a career high was Peyton Brill with her 14. Leanna Martier, another good start to her season as well. She had 9 points as the primary point guard here this evening. And Alexis Garl, the other scorer, she also had 8. And then Iris Quiles with a with 3 points as well. Hit a 2 right in front of us here and then 1 at the line for her 3 points. All adding up to their 34. For Wyo, they get the weekend off. They get to travel to Daniel Boone in what should be a very winnable game on Monday. Then they're at Boyertown and then play at home against Schuylkill Valley. And a 1-10 game against Elko on Monday the 18th. And a game that, man, I got to tell you, I was tempted to make the trip down to Philadelphia myself. They will be playing ahead of a 76ers game. Both the girls and the boys teams of Wyomissing and Elko will be down at the Wells Fargo Center playing in front of the Sixers as the precursor to that matchup. So they will have that on Monday the 18th. And that's why it's such a tremendously early start time. They are doing so ahead of a Sixers game in the evening. So Wyo and Elko, you know, my adopted school district here is living in West Reading, and my my alma mater in Elko, man, so tempting, so tempting. But that's what the docket looks like for the Spartans. And then they have one final game on Thursday the 21st leading up to Christmas break. And then for our squad, the Mules, they will have a nearly week-long break as they do not play again, at least in Burke's action, until the 14th. They are at Hamburg on the 14th at Burke's Catholic in a game that I know that we are covering on the 18th without looking at my schedule. And then they finish off the 2023 campaign versus Wilson versus Governor Mifflin, back-to-back game on Thursday and Friday the 21st and the 22nd. So that's how Muhlenberg lines up. We will have that Burke's Catholic game for you on the 18th as we get to revisit the old stomping grounds from the past couple of years. But we do have a handful of boys games on the docket as well for this upcoming week. Tuesday, we have the boys against Hempfield at Muhlenberg High School. On Thursday, we have Governor Mifflin hosting the Muhlenberg boys. We get to go to their new humble abode.
Humble
abode. Multi-million dollar athletic complex in Shillington.
Humble, but okay.
And then we also have the boys on the 16th against Easton in a 12 o'clock start time at home before we finally hit the road for the Burke's Catholic game for the girls. So three boys games next week before we get to see these girls again, but looking forward to the next time that we do. But again, a 60-34 final score. We'll see you next Tuesday evening for the boys game as they play Hempfield. Looks like they're going to roll here this evening. We'll see how they do the remainder of the weekend at that tournament at Reading. But beyond that, we have three very good games coming up for the boys next week, and we hope that you tune in and take a listen. So anything else to add in for this one? I think I said everything that I need to.
Yeah, you pretty much covered all the bases in there. And, I mean, it was impressive definitely what you said about Brill. I think that team runs around Martier and Brill putting in that effort. Because once they put in that effort, they see, okay, they're trying a little bit more. I'm going to put my intensity to that certain level, and I think that'll be able to drive that team. But, I mean, other than that, it started out better than I expected. From the team coming to.
You sure about that? Because they were down 19-0.
Yeah, that's true. but, I mean, they came back from it. They came back from it.
They made it a game.
Exactly.
They brought it back to within 10. They never made it back to within single digits. So, but they did make it a game. They were close. They got it down to 12 within the third quarter. and it just wasn't meant to be. Wyo ended up pulling away. Or sorry, they got it down to 12 in the second quarter. The third quarter was kind of a wash as Wyo outscoring them 13-0 with the running clock, and that really sealed the deal. But but yeah, there's more basketball left to be played.
Yeah.
We knew that that was going to be a really tough game against a defending district champion here in Wyo. They still have their best player. It is what it is. You knew you circled this game on the schedule, knowing that it was going to be tough, and that certainly proved to be true here this evening. But Muhlenberg, listen, I've seen bad teams. I've seen bad girls teams. This is not a bad girls teams. They have some fundamentals down. They struggle breaking the press early, but once they figured that out, they really came into their own, especially in that second quarter where they ended up putting up 11 points. They did well enough. They figured things out to a very large extent. They scored 16 in the fourth as well against Wyo's backup. So, you know, this is not a bad team. They're going to have some definite W's on the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of good things to look out for. Maybe not against a defending district champion, but certainly W's on the schedule ahead here for the Mules. And we look forward to bringing those to you right here on the Mule Sports Network. So we'll see you next Tuesday night for three boys games. If you're not listening into those, well, we'll see you on the 18th as we'll be at Berks Catholic for that one. Roughly a 7:15, you know, on-air time, 7:30 start. So that's what kind of what we'll plan on. So if you catch us for the boys, great, we'll see you then. If you catch us for the girls, great, we'll see you then too. We have all these games coming up and looking forward to bringing each and every single one of them for both boys and girls here on the Mule Sports Network. So for everyone here, thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to Jerry. Thank you to Chris. Thank you to our listeners at home. From everyone here, I'm Ryan Lineweaver. Have a fantastic evening. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining us for Muhlenberg Girls Basketball on the Mule Sports Network. The game has been brought to you by MikeDragosports.com, the best high school sports coverage in Berks County, the new Birdie's Inn, Exeter's best place for entertainment, and Lancaster Full Service Painting. This has been a presentation of Jerry Gelliff Media. Good night.